Who can stop my arm, my mighty right hand? I am the lion that roars, and my roar will be heard in the earth through you. Through you, my people. Through you. You will be the ones who roar. Let the lion that retreats before nothing. I am the God of your father Abraham. I am the God who called him to not look at his own circumstance, to not consider the deadness around him and in his own body. I am the God who has called you. I am the God who said, look to him, the rock from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham, your father. I am the same God today who calls life forth from the dead. I am the same God today, and none can stop my hand. Will you be my lion in the earth? Will you roar for me? Will you be the one who says, as for me and my house, all of my house, all of my children that have gone astray, they will serve the Lord. Will you be the one who roars over every dead thing, over every sickness, over every disease, and causes my life to come? I am the Lord Almighty, Almighty, and my hand cannot be stopped, and my roar cannot be silenced. Will you be my lion in the earth? Will you be my roar in the earth today?
Church, hearts need to be free today. And I was just reminded what Moses did when he won the battle. He raised his hands. And as he raised his hands, victory came. As he continued to raise his hands, who's fighting your battle today? It's certainly not you, but the Lion of Judah. He said he's fighting your battle. Raise your hands. That's where the victory comes. Raise your hands to worship Jesus. That's where the battle is. And you will be free. Just focus on him and give him the worship. Do not give the devil the worship, but give Jesus the worship today. Raise your hands in the battle and give him worship.
Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we were singing us the song, who can, what was the song, who can stop the Lord Almighty? Yeah, who can stop the Lord Almighty? In all things we are more than conquerors, in Jesus' name.
Do we believe this morning that the Lord Almighty is fighting on our behalf? Do we believe this morning that the Lord Almighty is fighting on our behalf? For those of us who watch the football, when a goal scored, all hands were up in the air. So if we believe that God Almighty is standing on our behalf, let us in unison raise our hands this morning and give God praise. Not some people, not part of the people, but everybody with your hands up, giving God praise, because he is fighting on our behalf, and nothing, absolutely nothing, can stop him. So let us give him the praise this morning. From everyone, the youngest one here this morning, raise your hands. It's a sign of worship. Raise your hands and give God praise this morning. It's jubilation time because God is fighting on our behalf. It's jubilation time because God is fighting on our behalf. Let's give him the praise. Let's be the lion that he is. Jesus' name.
Limitless.
Isaiah 2:14. So I am going to attract her. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her. There I will give her back her vineyards, and I will make the valley of trouble a door of hope. There she will respond when she was young and when she came out of Egypt. That's the word that God has given to me.
Crown you with victory today. He comes to crown you with victory. And even as you've submitted yourself in worship and you've come and you've said, Lord, I give my all to you. Today the Lord says, I come with my hand and I come to pour out upon you. I come to release you from your bondage, from the chains that are holding you. I've come with victory for you today. And so I'd ask you, if you are needing a miracle from the Lord today, there is something that is holding you. The Lord wants to release you today. And I just ask you to come to the front. We're not going to lay hands on you today. We're going to come. And we're going to continue to worship. And even as you raise your hands, even as the prophetic that we've heard this morning, even as you raise your hands, the victory comes to you this morning. God comes to release you today. Chains are falling off. Chains are falling off. There's miracle finance being released today. There's healing coming today. Even as you come, raise your hands. Raise your hands. Amen. Just begin to sing to the Lord now. Just sing a new song to the Lord as He comes to set you free today. Sing a song to Him. Lord, we come to You and we give You the praise. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. And we come.
Good morning. I used to come here a while back. Then I moved away. Last Sunday morning, I was lying on my bed and I said, Lord, you know what? I'm not going anywhere trying to find a place to worship. So I'm just going to stay with You. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, go to Hara. So I came and I was glad that I was obedient. I was in my job. Well, to put it frankly, I hate it. There's blasphemy. There's profanities. And I took the job because 2 years ago, I came back from the Caribbean after being away for about 20 years. And it took me a long time to get back into that field of work. It took me a year. And an hour. That's long. And so I took it because it would give me current experience, but I don't like it. When I heard the message last week, I said, yeah, that's me. The Egyptians are behind me. The Red Sea is in front of me. So I decided to buy the book. So I bought the book. It came on Wednesday. It was delivered to me at work. I read it on the way home. And the next morning I read it on the way to work. And I just got to rule number one. It's God's appointment. You're in His keeping, in His training, and for His time. Well, a load just lifted off me. It was so like night and day. I thought, of course, I was temping, and for that job I said, I was in another temping job that I didn't like, and I kept speaking myself out of the job. I said, I really don't like it here. And as I said that, they'd booked me for the whole summer. And as I said that, they were unbooking me. You know, the lawyer decided to take his holiday when his secretary was on holiday, so he didn't need me. So I got it one morning. I said, but hold on, I didn't need any faith for that. So I spoke and I said, the next booking I get will be permanent. So I got a booking. I got up the morning, didn't get any booking. Monday morning, Monday morning I got up, still didn't have a book in, but I was going to another agency to do a test and whatever. I got up, I sat in the bed, I said, I start a book in today and it is permanent. On the tube, on the way, the agency called me. She said, where are you? Now, I was in Stratford at the time, and Stratford is the last station before the underground, before the train goes underground. I said, tell me where to go, what station to go to. She said, go to Chancery Lane. I went there, and when I got there, she gave me the book in. It was for 2 weeks. So I worked for 2 weeks, and then I left, and I thought, but didn't I confess, Lord, that this was going to be permanent? I went to another booking, and while I was in that booking, this booking called me to say, we want you to come permanent. So I know, and I don't know why I forgot, that I am in God's appointment. So the book really helped me, reminded me of that. And Psalms 4, before that, I was reading Psalms 4 that said, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Boy, living in righteousness in that position is a sacrifice. And it really truly is. And I have to remember, and when things come, I said, Lord, I just offer this sacrifice of righteousness to you. Think the right thoughts, do the right thing. Stop thinking, I don't like this person. And offer up the sacrifice. So I bless God and Pastor for this message. I'm only at rule number one. The second thing that happened when I came last week as well is I heard the testimony about finances. I thought, well, if he can do that for Cheyenne, he can do that for me. I'm special too. So I decided, first of all, I don't think I'm being paid what I'm worth in that job. So I decided to start tithing on the salary that I want. From this month, I'm going to start doing that. And the salary that I want will then allow me to tithe 51%. Did the word of God not say, did God not say that he gives seed to the sower? I can't tithe 51% now. I can tithe what I want. And then when I get that, that job will give me 51%. Because I am determined that the wealth of the world must come into the kingdom. So be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Our pastor as he comes to share this morning.